now. Today, Oscar Pistorius is having another gruelling day on the witness stand during his trial for the murder of his girlfriend, the model Reeva Steenkamp. Fiona Ford joins me now on the line. Fiona, it appears that Pistorius is having another tough morning and being accused of tailoring his evidence.
He is, Sean, and that's the second time this week that he's been accused of that by Hedy Nell, the state prosecutor. And just moments before I took your call, the court was forced to adjourn again because, once again, when it got to the very tough cross-examination, Oscar Pistorius became very emotional and the judge agreed to give him some time out to compose himself. So it has been a very, very interesting morning, and we've seen another strategy from Hedy Nell where he has jumped between different topics, over and back between small events concerning his security, past crime offences, then jumping back to the crime scene on February 14th, 2013, over and back, constantly trying to disarm him, to get him onto the back foot. And once he has him there, what he's finding is that it's Oscar Pistorius is finding it very difficult to stick to his version of events, and that's where we are so far this morning.
Yes, inconsistencies being exposed as well. The prosecutor, Hedy Nell, has been asking as well about the security measures at Pistorius' home.
Yeah, that was very clever on his part. Hedy Nell is known here in South Africa as the king of slow poison, and he's very, very methodical and very precise the way he approaches matters. He went to a core issue this morning. He was asking him about the alarm system on his house. It's a feature of South African life that most homes have alarm systems because crime is so high. This is a man who we know since this event happened on Valentine's night a year ago that he had an issue with crime. He was fearful and he thought he was shooting at an intruder that night, and that's why he acted so recklessly. Yet what we found this morning under cross-examination was that he had not checked if the builders who were carrying out work on his house around that time had actually disarmed parts of the alarm system. He couldn't tell us if he had actually disarmed the alarm as he went to run for help and go downstairs. And the point we have yet to come to, of course, is whether he would have not activated the alarm when he stepped out onto the balcony to get the fans. And what Hedy Nell is constantly trying to say to him is, you know, you are so vulnerable, you are so fearful, you're so paranoid about crime. And yet here you have your balcony door wide open. You don't know what state your alarm system is in. You don't attend the meetings of the housing association to know what upgrades have been carried out. You allow people onto your property without checking if they put that famous ladder away into the garage. As we know, there were builders on his premises when that happened. He says that he thought the ladder was left leading up to the toilet window, and that's how the intruder would have made his way to the first floor of his very big house. He admits today that he didn't know if they'd put the ladder back into the garage or not. So an awful lot of discrepancies and a lot of inconsistencies that if he was so careful about his security, why so many lapses on the night in question?
Now, words like, as we know, pitbull and all the rest of it have been used about this prosecutor, Hedy Nell. Is the judge just sitting back and giving him free rein without any interventions?
Well, remember, he hasn't actually broken any court rules or court protocols so far. He's very, very adversarial, and this is a tried and tested method of Hedy Nell's. Everybody who knows him in action knows this is what you will get. This is slightly more severe this time around. And while many people don't like his approach, nobody will ever dispute the results of Hedy Nell. He's an excellent state prosecutor. However, for the first time this morning, we have seen the judge speak out a wee bit. She has called Hedy Nell to task. She's asked him to mind his language, not to call the accused a liar while he's under oath and on the stand. She also intervened to ask the accused earlier this morning, where at one stage he answered Hedy Nell to say, "I can't remember because I'm tired." She intervened and she was very clever the way she did it. Today she's been very, very impartial, a perfect judge in that regard. This morning she said to him, "Are you tired?" He said, "Yes, I am." "Are you too tired to continue?" "No, I'm not." She said, "Well, you must make up your mind because you're not helping yourself and you're not helping this court." She was very gentle the way she approached him, but she was very, very clear that this cannot be tolerated. You cannot call in to say, "I'm emotional" or "I'm tired" when it suits you. You have to decide one way or the other. But she has allowed Hedy Nell to go so far. She's only pulled him back a couple of times because as of yet, he hasn't gone too far.
Right. Fiona, thank you very much indeed for that update in Pretoria in South Africa. Fiona Ford there.